talks a lot about the snowball method and reducing debt by tackling individual debts, breaking down what you owe, and taking care of the smallest debt you have first, and sort of getting into the habit of paying down debts, but always keeping in mind, you know, that these are chunks that you can accomplish. And so you get rid of that first debt, and you get this nice rush of, you know, goodness and good feeling, and that gets you hooked on the idea that you can do it with the next debt and the next debt. And you know, just paying attention to where your money goes on any given day can help you not have it leak out of your pocket.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Story this past week, and this, again, we talked about this. That was the last hour on the program, and we talked about compounding interest and how it can work for you, but how it also can work against you. And that is a major reason why people lose money. You're losing money. The interest that you're paying on those credit cards, you might as well take it and flush it down the toilet. What did you buy with your credit card? You bought stuff. But there was a sale. No, there was no sale because you're paying for it in interest now. Anyway, story. Rising rates sounding alarm bells for debt-laden U.S. consumers. Credit card spending has surged 9.4% as delinquencies rise. Fewer U.S. consumers are using adjustable-rate mortgages than before the financial crisis. That's good. They say a healthy economy can be a dangerous thing. Americans have a history of loading up on debt in good times, then paying dearly when the bills come due. Adding to the pain, a booming economy is often accompanied by rising interest rates, which make mortgages, credit cards, and other debt much more expensive. Okay. Mortgages. Mortgages, again, it takes time because it's real estate and it moves slower. Mortgages and higher mortgage rates will adjust the price of a home. We've explained this here on the program. Real estate will come down in price as mortgage rates rise because it's a simple calculation of how much people can afford every single month. It's an inverse relationship. Credit cards. A quarter point to the upside, 50, it's not going to matter. People, it's really not a lot, especially at the rates that you're paying already. So, no, I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is the debt that people are taking on. I am. I've talked about this many times here on the program and what families do to themselves. I can't tell you how many families I've seen, people that I know, ripped apart by stuff. People, and actually, you valuing your things rather than the relationships that you have. And people unable to get their ego in check, not wanting others to, oh boy, they must not be doing well. You know who knows whether or not you're doing well? Your immediate family, your relationship. You know how close you are with your significant other and your kids and your family. That'll tell you what's doing well, okay? And the more stuff that you have doesn't mean that your relationships and your family are doing better than someone else. What was that? Rule number 9 on Markowski Investments' Rules to Financial Independence. You have more money than your neighbors, and they don't have a clue. I see it happen again and again and again. People unwilling to make the right choice. Scale back. Get the credit card debt down. Start getting yourself on a more solid footing. Listen, I am, and I talked about this before here on the program, I am not, you want to call it, a budget Nazi. I'm not. I don't count every penny. I don't. Do I have a roundabout budget and how much my wife and I spend over the course of a month? And yes, do we check with each other on big purchases? Yes, we do. But, yeah, sometimes I open up the credit card bill at the end of the month, which is paid in full at the end of every month, so I can continue to collect points and not pay interest and have all of the accounting benefits attached. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, we spent too much money this month. And say, hey, you know, where can we cut back? It's a little bit much. But it's still within our little buffer zone. You don't want to be opening up your credit card bills at the end of the month with fear and trepidation. You don't want to do that. Debt is a destroyer of worlds. If it's not used properly, debt can be an asset. Talked about here. Debt can be an asset. It can. If I'm going to go out and I'm going to borrow money to purchase a business, Mr. So-and-so's firm, he's been a great financial advisor, but he wants to retire now, and he comes to us and said, Chris, you know, could you take this firm over? And I was, okay. And we go ahead and, you know, we go through the process and we borrow the money and we purchase the firm. I'm borrowing the money to purchase an asset that is going to help us and is going to return greater than what I am spending on the debt and interest, so it makes money. That makes sense, does it not? That debt is an asset. And we pay it down, of course. But when you buy things, stuff, not necessity, stuff, it's a surefire way to put yourself in a hole and cause, I can't tell you, the types of problems you're going to have in your relationships. Mark my words. And this goes right along what we've been talking about here on the program when it comes to student loans, debt, all of that noise right now. There was actually a story this past week. These are the ways student loans stop people from buying a house. These are the ways. Let me count the ways. count the ways that it's going to do that. I can't even fathom. And they give some anecdotal evidence here. They talk about this guy who had this amount in student debt. He wanted to buy a house and couldn't afford it at that point in time. And they're saying now that student loan debt, and actually Jerome Powell mentioned this as well. Student loan debt has become a major barrier to home ownership in America. Some 45 million people in the United States carry student debt. The average borrower owes more than $30,000. Almost a fifth. This is fast. 20% owe more than $100,000. Do you know what that is going to eat up the amount of time? People, you're only on the planet for so long. You are only on the planet for so long. And I think about that for a second. I want everybody to close their eyes. Pretend that you're 21 years old again. 21 years old. And all of a sudden, you just finished school. 4 years. 4 years. You paid a lot already. You worked. Your parents kicked in. And you still have a $100,000 bill. How many years do you think it's going to take to pay that off? I mean, think about that for a second. Think about how much money that is. Think about over $1,000 a month. I finished college and I had student loan debt. I did. But it was minuscule. I want everybody to think about that. I think about how my life would be different. I do. There is no way I would have left school, a couple $1,000s in my pocket, and went and took a job and tried to strike it out on my own in New York because I was paying for it all myself. Apartment, the whole darn thing. My first apartment in New York was $1,300 a month. It's three of us crammed in a railroad, tiny little apartment. If I had another $1,000 bill a month, now I don't know what I'd do. I would be afraid. I wouldn't want to take that risk on. People, they're not getting married. They're not buying homes. You're going to be afraid to start businesses. You don't know what you're doing to your kids. You don't. And again, I know this is a jagged little pill for many people listening to this program to swallow. I know it is. I know it is because you know what? I have this conversation with people because they come up and they ask me. And I see it in their faces. I see it in their eyes. They can't even look me in the eye after I tell them the reality. Do not do this to your kids. I don't care how proud of little Johnny or Sally that you are. I don't care. You spent all of this time being a great parent. Now you got your kid could get in. He's got great grades, can go to all these schools. And you have a certain amount of income, and you can afford so much, and you're going to send your kid off to a school where they're going to have six figures in debt by the time that they're done? That's awful. Don't do it. Now, I love this school, and you think you're not doing the right thing by your child. And I know, I'll get the email, oh, he's going to his grade school. Give me a break. Don't do it. Now I talk about this a lot here on the program. But again, I get a lot of emails on this stuff. And you know, we got $1.5 trillion in student loan debt outstanding. $1.5 trillion. If we as a country just start saying, nah, we're not going to pay it anymore. Nah, not going to do it. Things will change. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com, promo code HAPPY.
Mike Hewitt here. Are many in American academia and the far left advocating for the overthrow of our U.S. Constitution? It seems so. It's outdated, it's old, and my favorite, it's no longer relevant. But I've got to ask, do they understand our U.S. Constitution limits government, and in doing so, it frees citizens, you and me? And I ask the many students buying into the outdated relic argument, have you actually read any of our U.S. Constitution, at least our Bill of Rights? If so, which of the first 10 should we draw a line through first? Seriously, folks, one of the greatest threats to our small-r Republican form of self-governance, our union of states, is the pervasive undermining of our U.S. Constitution. Before you seek to neuter or erase our Constitution, please invest the necessary time to read and understand it and exactly what it guarantees. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Heard this song in a long time. This is the type of song that end up on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack or something like that. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to throw this one in. I do. Did you remember the story? It did make national news. They called her Cocaine Babe. Cocaine Babe was the Canadian cruise passenger that got caught moving. It was something like $30 million, 200 pounds of cocaine on a Princess cruise back in 2016. And it was this attractive young lady. And, as you know, she would go to all these places, had an Instagram account there. Do you understand that during her sentencing, she actually blamed her smuggling on, well, she needed to do it because she needed the attention and the likes on Instagram. I'm not making this up. And I saw this and I said, oh, she's on to something. She is on to something because, again, we're not responsible for our own actions anymore. And this will be a thing. This will be the next thing. It will be social media addiction. She was addicted to the dopamine hits that she got from the likes on her Instagram account, and she had no control over it. No control over it all. And she needs to go to rehab. Dopamine rehab. If you don't think that this is coming soon to a theater near you, mark my words. It will. They'll get pseudoscientists and doctors coming out and telling you that this is a real thing. This is an actual thing. Instagram, Facebook, social media like addiction, and the links that people will go to get that dopamine hit. I'm telling you. Anyway, saw this story. I kind of got a kick out of it. It said, why are states so strapped for cash? You're kidding, right? Yeah, that was actually the question. I don't know. Healthcare and pension expenses, maybe? Bueller? Oh, my God. People don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. The proportion of state and local tax revenues dedicated to Medicaid and public pensions is the highest it's been since the 1960s. And it's getting worse instead of better. And the demographics are not helping at all. And the performance of the pension funds are not helpful at all. So what's going to happen? I don't know. Bailout? Try to throw that one by the American people. You're going to bail that out too. Oh, you'll say, I bailed out Wall Street, bailed out the automakers, need to bail out pension plans. How many people listening to the program want to bail out pension plans? How many people want to bail out pension plans? Not I. I most certainly do not. Anyway, I want to talk about this. There's actually a movie coming out called Pink Houses. And the movie is about the Kelo versus New London case with Eminent Domain that we covered here over. I mean, this was back in, we were talking about it back in, I remember talking about it a lot back in 2006, 2007, 2008. They're doing a movie on that. But one of the things that I've tried to get across to our listeners here on the program, you remember when Barack Obama said, you didn't build that? Is it your business out there? You didn't build that? You see, now, Barack didn't mean you didn't build that. What he meant is you don't own it. And he's right. You don't. You don't own it. This is out of the Seattle Times. Seattle Times is reporting that homeowners that have lived their entire lives in the Seattle area, decades, paid for their home, have no choice now but to pick up and move. They have no choice. They cannot afford to pay the Lord. They cannot afford to pay the king's ransom, the king's due. Property taxes. You don't own your home. You think you do, but you don't. You don't. If you don't pay your property taxes, you're going to lose your home. Was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago on the program, we're telling the story. What was it? Point Pleasant or something, Maryland, outside of D.C., where the mayor of the town, oh, he wants some land there. He wants some properties there for some sort of development. So he jacked up the property taxes on the businesses, the small businesses in that area that he wants, from $5,000 to over $30,000 in 1 year? No, no. You don't own it. The sooner you realize that, again, we are nothing more than serfs on the Lord's manor, the better off you're going to be. It is what it is. Hey, explain this stuff to your kids, okay? Make sure that they understand. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump highlighted some of the economic progress we've seen in 2018.
A typical family of four earning $75,000 a year will see their tax bill slashed in half. Nobody thought they'd ever see that. Have a lot more money to spend. And we didn't get one Democratic vote. That's tough. In fact, I have to say, they want to increase your taxes. If they ever got into power, they have stated that they want to increase your taxes and spend money on things that you don't even want to know about. So we've doubled, very importantly, the child tax credit.
Model Janice Dickinson told a jury today that Bill Cosby raped her. Now, she was the fourth woman to take the stand in Cosby's sexual assault retrial in suburban Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime,
Welcome back. Oh, boy. Listen to this one. I can't help myself. This guy was up for the head of the DNC, was he not? Keith Ellison? He's out of Minnesota. He's called for a maximum wage. That's right. A maximum wage where I guess the powers that be in Washington, D.C. Decide that you can't make any more. I think he seems to think that, oh, geez, if we're going to put a cap on the CEO's pay or this executive's pay or whatever it may be, then the money that they're not getting paid is going to somehow go down to people that are flipping burgers on the line. It's not. It's not. And again, I'd like to ask Keith Ellison. He said, should professional athletes have a maximum pay too? What about actors and actresses? Or is it only for people that run businesses? See, Keith Ellison, he doesn't even belong in this country. You're in the wrong place, man. I'd say it right to his face. You're in the wrong place. Why are you here? Why do you even want to be here? Honestly, why don't you people that hate this country so? Because you do. You hate everything everything about this country. Just leave. Go move to Venezuela. Move to Cuba. You have options. I'm sure they would love to have you. I mean, we do things a certain way. We got to a certain point in this country doing things a certain way. Why do you want it? I mean, can't you just go somewhere else? Again, this guy is Keith Ellison. He's in Congress. He's a moron. And the funny thing, he doesn't even know he's stupid. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. His people are scary. They really are. Anyway, I want to touch on this too. This is one of the things making its way through Congress right now, and it's being pushed by Republicans. Paid family leave. We talked about it here on the program, and it is a Pandora's box waiting to happen. Oh, everybody deserves to be home with their kids for 12 weeks. And you know what we'll do? Well, you can retire 12 weeks later and collect your Social Security for that period of time. Until, of course, Congress decides to take that away and say, oh, we don't want to make people decide between, you know, being with their family and their retirement. Right. I want to give you something. This is, again, this is from a Republican, and I'm using air quotes here. Marco Rubio, conservative. He said this, in America, no family should be forced to put off having children due to economic insecurity. Wrong. Marco, yes, you should. If you can't afford to have kids, you shouldn't have kids. What a stupid thing to say. In America, no family should be forced to put off having children due to economic insecurity? Yes, you should. If you can't afford to have kids, don't have kids. Please. Please. I'm more than happy to buy you the birth control. I'm serious. I'll buy you the birth control. I will. I don't care. If you can't afford, if you're not ready to have kids, and I'm talking about not ready to have kids means you can't afford to have them. You can't afford the infamil. You can't afford all the things that is involved with having a child. Then don't have a child. And this is coming from a Republican, for crying out loud. It's stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. Serenity Now. We'll be back.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. All righty. I got two here, and again, you know, leftists out there. It's extraordinary. It really is, especially at states. All I wish you. I mean, you guys come into power, and you like to think that you're like capable of actually doing stuff in the real world. It's like the college kids that think college is like the real world, right? Right. Remember that television show on MTV, The Real World? Right. Yeah, because I remember the first one. The first one was back. It was like the beginning of reality TV. Had to be like, I'd say 1991, 1990, around there. And it took place in a incredible brownstone in New York City. Every single time they were real world episodes were these unbelievable pads. I'm like, no. That's not the real. The real world is a rinky-dink apartment with cockroaches in it when you're 21 years old, my friend. But anyway, politicians think that they can actively work in the real world. where, you know, there's a red and there's a black. The red is bad, and then the black is good. And they get into power, and they get this money. They get taxpayer money. It's not their money. They get our money. And they start throwing it around. They start throwing it around. Obama. Remember, Obama's green jobs. And all the money Obama burned. Burned. You just might as well set it on fire. On stupid green companies that are no longer. And they're countless. Countless. Because I'm Barack Obama. I don't know what I'm talking about. But the states do it too. They do it all the time. You got a couple of cases here in New York. The state of New York is a mess. It's a boondoggle. They built a casino out in the Finger Lakes, this Del Lago Casino. Yeah, it's been open for 13 months. Florida needs a bailout. Yep, already needs a bailout. That's right. $425 million casino taxpayers fronted the money for, already needs a bailout. But again, they won't think, they won't say that they did anything wrong. Oh, it's a job. We're creating jobs. You're not creating jobs. You're not. They're fake jobs. You get it? They are not real jobs. If the business is not sustainable, the business would normally go out of business and those jobs wouldn't be there. Yet they think they're doing the right thing. Again, it reminds me that Milton Friedman. Milton Friedman bit that I talked about, I wrote about back in the 1960s when he visited China. And he saw them building the canal or whatever they were building there, and saw that they were using shovels. And I asked this Chinese government minder there, what in the world are you using shovels for? Why aren't you using tractors and major earth movers to do this project? And the Chinese minder said, it's not so much a canal project, it's a jobs project. And Friedman told, hey, you know what? You might as well take the shovels away and give them spoons to dig with. Yeah. Another project. Again, this one happens to be in the state of New York. Let me tell you something. It's a great thing. It's not for millionaires. This is a perk of being a billionaire. For whatever reason it may be in the United States, if you become a billionaire, people will give you more billions. Government will give you more billions. But Elon Musk is what? He's valued at what? He's worth $20 billion? $20 billion. And, well, you know what? The state of New York had to throw him over, gave him over $1 billion to build his solar city plant outside of Buffalo. Isn't it amazing how that works? If you become a billionaire, and most certainly a leftist billionaire, you got to go to the left, okay? As soon as you start making money in this country, go to the left. Because then, you know what? You start getting money from the government. They just give it to you. Elon Musk, $1 billion for a solar city plant that is barely working. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want.
Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Tom Petty. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to talk about this. I have to share this with everyone. Do you see the commercials on TV for testosterone, low T, and how it's a thing. They have med spas all over. And I know people that go and use it, and they swear by it. I'm not saying anything here. This is not an ad, okay, by any stretch of the imagination. I'm bringing up a point. You see the ads everywhere, and they always in the ads are talking about feeling lethargic, not the same, not feeling like guy anymore. Well, you know, there was a story the other day. It was talking about Viagra and how it's the anniversary, was the 20th something anniversary of Viagra being released. And they talked about how they got Bob Dole to be the pitchman for Viagra and what a coup that was for that drug. Well, I think that the low T industry, the testosterone industry, I guess the hormone replacement industry, they need to go out and they need to hire Steven Spielberg. Because Steven Spielberg has low T. I mean, he's got really low T. I don't think he's just got low T. He's got high estrogen. Maybe he should lay off the soy. Steven Spielberg, who I would like to right now Don Corleone him, meaning I like to grab him like Don Corleone grabbed Johnny Fontaine, smack him upside the head and tell him to act like a man. Suggested that the next Indiana Jones should be a woman. It should be Indiana Jones. Why? Why do you have to cut the testicles off one of the greatest action heroes of all time? Why do you have to do that? Honestly. Oh, are you hashtag me too? Are you woke? What are you telling me that there isn't female action stars out there? Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't one of the biggest movies last year, 2017, Wonder Woman? It was, wasn't it? Wait. I know the current Lara Croft Tomb Raider didn't do well, but the one with Angelina Jolie did. Hey, I got another one. What about Ripley in the Alien movies? There was a female action lead. Why don't you just come up with a different character? Why do you have to destroy current characters to make people think that you're woke or you're Me Too? What is wrong with you, man? Somebody walk behind Spielberg and give him a shot of tea. Give him a shot of testosterone, because he needs it. Anyway, I digress. I wanted to touch on this. Last Sunday, and again, this is a bit of foreign policy stuff, and I have to get into it. Lindsey Graham was on Fox News Sunday, and he was saying that Donald Trump's call to pull troops out of Syria would be the single worst decision the president could make. Why? Why? I honestly cannot wait. I don't know when it's going to happen. I really don't. Until these neocons get the hell out. You got a circular firing squad there in the Middle East. And you want to keep our troops there? We don't even know as a nation. And it's by design. If you don't think it's by design, it is. Take a look at the crap that they cover on cable news, the nonsense that they cover on cable news. They don't cover anymore. We had a soldier killed in Syria last week. How long does it take for them to cover the ambushes that take place in countries like Niger that we're in? We can't defend our own damn border. I know Trump just decided to send the National Guard to the border. But we can manage to handle it all over the world. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn to just stay the hell out of this? Anyway, I had to put my two cents in because I'm just tired of the same thing again and again and again. And we need more. And we got to send more. And we need troops there. And we need to show leadership in the world. How has that been working out? You want to show leadership in the world? Be strong at home. That is the best way to show leadership. Lead by example. This is an interesting story. And again, and quite honestly, I don't think that this story got enough attention. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said he recognizes the right of Israelis to have their own nation state. Wow. That's kind of big for the soon-to-be leader of Saudi Arabia to come out and state. Since I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to have their own land. But we have to have a peace agreement to assure the stability for everyone and to have normal relations. That would be a good start. This guy's doing a lot so far. Again, it's the kind of the situation that Reagan said, trust but verify with the Saudis. But, yeah, he has, without a doubt, he's kicked a hornet's nest in his country. Those Wahhabis and those Wahhabi preachers, you don't think that they're going to give up power so easily. And we've already got Osama bin Laden's son calling for a revolution there in Saudi Arabia. So it's not over yet by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, quickly before we have to go today, I want to mention this. There's a great column by Thomas Lee, Dr. Thomas Lee, who happens to be one of my favorite historians, David McCullough's doctor in the Wall Street Journal. And if you get a chance, look it up, read it. It was in the Wall Street Journal. And basically he was talking about how David McCullough couldn't sleep at night. And he couldn't sleep at night because, you know what? People aren't reading enough history. And we're spending too much time arguing and bickering over nothing. And I was like, wow, that's a bit of a Watchdog on Wall Street echo chamber. Something we talk about all the time. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, and we'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
According to the latest survey by the National Association of Manufacturers, projected job growth for American manufacturing has just reached a new all-time high.
President Donald Trump earlier today from the Rose Garden at the White House, the president mainly highlighted some of the economic progress that we've seen in 2018. The Oklahoma teachers' walkout extended into its ninth day today. Teachers in Arizona, meanwhile, held a walk-in before the start of classes, calling for higher salaries. And we caught up with one high school history teacher who said he's not making enough and he's actually leaving the teaching profession.
I had the understanding knowing that the back end was really going to be the reward. I was frozen 8, 9 of my first 10 years, so I didn't get any increase in pay for a significant portion of my career.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
And moments ago, President Donald Trump spoke on the situation regarding Syria and what can be expected moving forward.
We'll see what happens, folks. We'll see what happens. It's too bad that the world puts us in a position like that. But, you know, as I said this morning, we've done a great job with ISIS. We have just absolutely decimated ISIS. But now we have to make some further decisions. So they'll be made fairly soon.
There's been a lot of talk, and a lot of people are thinking that there could be a Democratic landslide come the midterm elections coming up here later this year. Well, one person who says maybe we should hold the phone just a little bit is National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow. He joined Fox Business earlier today and said, let's just wait and see once how things go.
I would say to people who think there's a Democratic landslide on the way, just hold your horses. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this turns out. Economic growth and jobs and wages are very popular issues. And the people who are saying it's going to be a Republican catastrophe in November are people who have opposed our tax cuts.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrapped up his testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday. A lot of the grilling revolved around conservatives being blocked from Facebook in some people's opinion. Let's take a listen to a montage put together with some of the questioning and then some of Zuckerberg's response.
But I'd like to show you right now a little picture here. You recognize these folks?
I do.
Who are they?
I believe is that Diamond and Silk.
And their content was deemed by your folks to be unsafe. Diamond and Silk have a question for you. And that question is, what is unsafe about two black women supporting President Donald J. Trump?
Well, Congressman, nothing is unsafe about that.
Do you subjectively manipulate your algorithms to prioritize or censor speech?
Congresswoman, we don't think about what we're doing is censoring speech. I think that there are types of content like terrorism that I think that we all agree we do not want to have on our service. So we build systems that can identify those and can remove that content, and we're very proud of that work.
Let me tell you something right now. Dominant Silk is not terrorism.
Why is Facebook censoring conservative bloggers such as Diamond and Silk?
Congressman, in that specific case, our team made an enforcement error. And we have already gotten in touch with them to reverse it.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.